WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes, they certainly seem to think, that by taking Al-Shifa, which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
The meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco, President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic."
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California,
"This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos."
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
"We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously."
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things, now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler:
"If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be a expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress."
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices, now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap,
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes, they certainly seem to think, that by taking Al-Shifa, the hospital which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
A meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco, President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic."
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California,
"This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos."
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive, even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
"We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously."
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things, now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler.
"If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be a expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress."
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices, now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credit.
If you have unfiled taxes or are in debt to the IRS, this is important news. The IRS just rolled out a new program to help struggling taxpayers more easily resolve their tax problems. It's called the Taxpayer Relief Initiative, and it opens up powerful new options for people looking to get back on the right track with the IRS. And no one knows this program like the professionals at Optima Tax Relief, America's most trusted tax resolution company. They've resolved over $1 billion in tax debt for their clients and have the expertise and experience to help you. One easy call to Optima can start the process, helping to put an end to your worries of wage garnishment, asset seizure, and other aggressive IRS actions. Make today the beginning of your fresh start with the IRS. Call the experts at Optima Tax Relief now for your free confidential consultation.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
I'm not even clear from conflicting headlines whether or not Robin Voss has the cojones to move forward with impeachment against Megan Wolf. Why would he do such a thing? You know, just a couple of weeks after he said he wasn't going to do such a thing. Well, he's been threatened, huh? By what? A group headed by his primary opponent, Adam Steed.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Weekday afternoons from 4 till 6.
On your local civic media radio station and on the app. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228 Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti. A month and a half into the Israel-Hamas war, hundreds of hostages taken in the early October terror raid remain prisoners of somebody somewhere, with the Israeli government under increasing pressure from their families, even as it steps up its war. Correspondent Deborah Pata is in East Jerusalem.
An early agreement was derailed, at least in part by Israel's decision to send ground troops into Gaza after weeks of airstrikes. But Israel believes, they certainly seem to think, that by taking Al-Shifa, which it accuses Hamas of using as a military command center, it believes it's deprived the group of a very key asset and that they might be more inclined to trade hostages.
A meeting of national leaders from along the Pacific continued in San Francisco. President Biden announcing,
"We signed the first of its kind supply chain agreement to help identify supply chain bottlenecks before they become the kind of disruptions we saw during the COVID-19 pandemic."
Another issue that got a lot of international attention in San Francisco, artificial intelligence. While in Southern California,
"This is a good day in Los Angeles. And let me just say, to quote one of the Caltrans engineers, all of the stars have been aligned on behalf of Angelenos."
Like Mayor Karen Bass, who now hopes to drive I-10 near downtown next Tuesday on that stretch that's been closed by a fire. The traffic jams were impressive, even by L.A. standards. The repair time, perhaps even more so. In Louisville, no unanimous jury, so it is a mistrial in the case of ex-police officer Brett Hankinson. He was charged in the 2020 death of Breonna Taylor, the black woman whose killing fueled a wave of racial justice protests. What next? Taylor family attorney Lenita Baker.
"We don't know when the retrial for Brett Hankinson will be, but we are glad that the AUSAs are going to retry it, and they are taking this case seriously."
The House Ethics Committee is out with a strongly worded report accusing Congressman George Santos of stealing campaign money and many other things, now sent to the Justice Department. Fellow New York Republican Mike Lawler.
"If he had any decency, he would resign. But in the absence of that, obviously, when we get back from the Thanksgiving recess, I suspect there will be a expulsion resolution brought to the floor, at which time he will be removed from Congress."
No resignation from Santos now, but he says he will not run for re-election. At hundreds of Starbucks stores, a one-day strike to punish unionization. Checking gasoline prices, now averaging $3.34, according to AAA. This is CBS News.
Make the hiring process work for you. With Indeed's end-to-end hiring solution, you can attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded.